We continued to do shows at Fort Carson at the coffee houses, and I did a lot of stand-up at the base. One night, while rolling in for a show there, I smoked just a couple of puffs of the herb. Marijuana, if you will. Every so often, marijuana has a tendency to overwhelm the senses and render you catatonic. And this was one of those nights. I spent the first 5 minutes of my act thinking I was speaking aloud, when in fact, I wasn't saying anything at all. I would think my lines, and then, a few moments later, I would say aloud, "You get it?" Then I would laugh bemusedly in response to nothing. And every now and then, I would babble an incoherent fragment from a story I thought they were hearing. My friends kept pointing at their mouths, trying to convey my near muteness. At first, I just thought they were telling me to hurry up because they were hungry and wanted to go get a bite. But eventually, I figured it out. When I heard it on tape, I couldn't believe it. People will listen to practically anything, as long as you act like you know what you are doing. George W. Bush and Dan Quayle are masters at this. They both launch into nonsense and never flinch at the words they are uttering. I guess that would require them to actually listen to themselves, but no such luck. Despite lapses, like my mute comedy bit at the base, we actually got to the point where we were functioning on all cylinders and had made ourselves a presence in the community. The problem was that we were all very young. Nobody was over 22, and there wasn't another major theater within miles of us. We had absolutely no one to turn to for guidance, except the vice principal, and the group suffered a long, slow meltdown. There were four newlywed couples among us, who were not only trying to come to grips with their new marriages, but were also living in a commune, which certainly didn't help the process. Why would anyone live in a commune, you might ask? Well, it's a place where people live and work together to accomplish a common goal. And because they are broke. We had three houses at the end of a road that we lived in together, and we were always on top of one another. We even had five chickens, because back then, you could have chickens in Colorado Springs, or at least no one seemed to care about ours. That was one of the few advantages to living in the Wild West. We probably could have had a herd of fucking cattle down there if we'd wanted. Anything went in those days. And if we'd worn cowboy hats, the theater might still be there today.